So it said, whosoever, I'm so glad he didn't say that it had to be a black man, a white man, or some kind of man. He said, whosoever. Didn't say it had to be a male or female. He said, whosoever. Now, whosoever shall say, Jesus said to the fig tree, this is what he said, no man eat fruit from you, off it hereafter. Peter said he cursed it. That's what Peter said. But I like to say what I heard another minister say. He just spoke it in. He spoke the end of that tree. No man eat fruit from you hereafter. That was it. You dead, you can't produce. Hallelujah. 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 And so he said to us, after he said that, have faith like that for whosoever. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall do what? Believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall what? Have. He shall have whatsoever he says. I didn't give y'all this one, but put up. Let's do this one in comparison. I want you to listen to this. Give me Matthew 21:21. Go ahead and put up Matthew 21:21. Then we'll come to Mark 24. Matthew 21:21. Y'all can't get both of them up there, can you? All right, go ahead and put them. You can't get, hallelujah. Listen now, listen. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them. No, they don't have it yet. Y'all need to see this. There we go. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you. Are you listening? He's talking to you. He's talking to me. Well, Jesus, did Jesus ever have a habit of going around saying things that he didn't back up? Did he have a habit of going around lying? Did everything Jesus say when he walked the earth, did it come to pass like he said it? So what reason do we have to doubt him? What reason do we have not to act like he acted? Did not he say in his word that he that believeth on me, the works I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do? Didn't he say that in John 14:12? Did not he say that? So Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith, and doubt not. That's what gets people in trouble. Now, every one of you, how many born again people, I'm going to put my hands up. How many people here say born again? You know it. You're born again. All right? All right, so all of you that raise your hand, in a little bit, we won't get you to come to the altar so we can get you born again. But watch it. Everybody that's born again, see, it tells us in Ephesians how you got saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, if not of yourselves, a gift of God. Right? All right. But I want to show you from the word, and I'm coming right back to what we just read, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Y'all can hold that point. I think we'll be all right. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. Listen to what it said. I say to the grace given unto you and unto me, rather, and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. You know what she said? Think soberly. According, as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Say this, I've been dealt the measure of faith. And that faith is the God kind of faith. That faith is the same faith or the same kind of faith that Jesus used when he spoke to the fig tree. Did you just hear what you said? God has dealt to, said me. God had dealt to me the same kind of faith that Jesus used when he spoke to the fig tree. Now I have my hunting rifle. I have the caliber is 338. I have a friend that have the same caliber. If I give him my bullet, guess what's gonna happen if he put it in and pull the trigger? It's gonna fire just like mine will. Did y'all get that? So what if I put that same faith in my heart that Jesus had? What's going to happen when you pull the trigger? Are y'all learning anything? Did Jesus go around in his ministry lacking? Didn't have enough to take care of the 12 disciples, even though he called them out to follow him. And some of them had family. You know they had to take care of the family. Did we ever find in the recording of the scripture that Peter's light bill was not paid? John's wife didn't have sufficient clothes, so he had to go quit. Leave Jesus and go find another job to work. Did you ever read that? Yo, we gotta wake up. We gotta stop halfway trusting God. Can I talk to you for just a little bit? It's okay. When God called you to do something, are you listening? I said, when God calls you to do something, if he gives you an assignment in life, and there's some people called to be carpenters, pilots, factory workers, different kind of jobs, huh? Some he called in the field, the medical field. When God called you to do something, he didn't forget that you had a family to take care of. He didn't forget you had responsibility. He knows everything. He didn't ask you to go try to figure out your life. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. He'll tell you how to do the job, he'll tell you how to do it efficiency, with quality, with dignity, and you won't have no problem getting a raise, promotion. He will give you skill. He will grace you with ability so you won't be like the other workers trying to cheat their way through bathroom their time out. You know what I mean by that? Staying in the bathroom and ain't nothing going on.